Ryan Starks came to be the director of tourism and economic development 8 years ago. At a chamber luncheon on Tuesday, Starks shared principles with community business leaders that he learned through his tenure. Advice ranged from having the right personnel to having a good attitude and creating a can-do culture. One thing Starks was especially proud of was his collaboration with Bill Malone and the Park City Chamber Bureau to create the Wasatch Back Economic Summit.
Heber City, Midway City, Wasatch County, partnering on the stage with Summit County and Park City leaders. And this happened in our last Economic Summit. To get that group on the stage, to have that collaboration, I think was really historic. Really cool.
Starks also shared with the crowd that he had already been given a different role in the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Instead of being Operation and Managing Director, he'll be the Managing Director of Rural and Urban Business Services.
I'll be in a position to work with all rural counties and with urban business programs. And so it'll allow me to travel around the state more to support local economic development efforts. So there's a really good team of individuals at GOED that work in that division. And so they administer grants. They administer something called the Business Resource Center. There's about 15 of those around the state. They work closely in economic development planning. The governor issued the challenge for rural Utah to create 25,000 new jobs. I'll be kind of a champion and cheerleader for that. And other duties is assigned, I guess.
Starks wrapped up his speech encouraging people to enjoy what they do.
As I look back at my time in Hoover Valley, I think of hard work, I think of wonderful relationships, but also a lot of fun. And if we're not having fun, then why are we doing our jobs? So that's my challenge to you. Love what you do.
Starks begins his new position at the beginning of November. The Heber Valley Chamber of Commerce, Tourism, and Economic Development Board are in the process of hiring a new executive director and potentially restructuring the office. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.